I will turn this over to Nebraska Farm Bureau President Steve Nelson, who then will turn it over to Jay Rempe, who's the Senior Economist for Nebraska Farm Bureau. So go ahead, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig. Good morning, everyone, and greetings on National Ag Day. Certainly appreciate you being on, and we will be providing you with some very good and interesting information as it relates to trade and the importance of trade that you've heard us talk about many, many times. And these numbers continue to verify the things that we've said. And so look forward to the opportunity to share that with you. Certainly at Nebraska Farm Bureau, every day is Ag Day, but today is a special day where agriculture is being recognized all around the state and the nation. And so, again, just appreciate the opportunity to be able to bring this information to you, and thank you for being on the call this morning. So at this time, I would turn the program over to Jay Rempe. Jay is the senior economist at Nebraska Farm Bureau and has done yeoman's work in putting this report together. And so without further delay, I will turn the proceedings over to Jay.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve, and good morning, everybody. It's good to have you on and good to be here this morning on Ag Day. I'll start off by just commenting. It's kind of funny how sometimes lucky is better than being good and well-prepared. Last fall, as some of us were talking about the importance of trade in Nebraska, we thought it'd be good to try to pull together some numbers. And as the timing of this worked out, it seems like trade is on everybody's minds right now, particularly with the actions of President Trump lately and some of the things happening there. So we're pleased to be able to provide these numbers in a timely fashion, I guess, when things are really starting to pick up in the area of trade. What we're releasing today is a culmination of kind of three studies that we've released over the last few months. Earlier ones that looked at NAFTA and the importance of trade through NAFTA, and then a second one looked at the Korean Free Trade Agreement. This pulls all that together and looks at total ag trade for the state of Nebraska and what it's worth to Nebraska farmer and ranchers and the counties across the state. And we'll just start with some general numbers about trade, ag trade, its importance to the state. Nebraska in 2016 was the fifth largest ag exporting state in the nation. In that year, we exported an estimated $6.6 billion of ag exports. The largest in terms of commodities that we exported for ag are soybeans, was top, corn, beef, and then distillers grains was next. The first three, soybeans, corn, and beef, were all over $1 billion, and then distillers grains about $300 million. Our exports in 2016 are three times the value that they were in the year 2000. So that is a figure that has been growing. It has been growing rapidly over the last few years, and that's largely due to a lot of trade agreements that we have, and then the growing world economic growth as well, too. Our top customers for Nebraska are our NAFTA partners, which we've highlighted earlier, Mexico and Canada. But then beyond that, you have Japan, China and Hong Kong, South Korea and EU. And so those are our top customers and markets right now. What we tried to do, again, as with the previous studies, is take these figures that we throw out there, the $6.6 billion, and say, can we make those a little more relative and a little more easier for people to grasp what they mean? And so we tried to do that, again, in this study in three different ways. The first way was to put it on a per-unit value. And so that would be somewhat equatable to the price that farmers receive. It's putting it on a per-bushel basis or per-head basis so people could relate a little more to it. And what we did is take the 2016 trade numbers for each one of the commodities and looked at the amount of production or the number of head of cattle or pork in 2016, the inventories, and came up with a per unit value. So we found for soybeans, the value of exports, and this includes both soybeans and soybean meal, was worth $6.27 per bushel. corn was $1.03 per bushel, and that includes the value of ethanol and distillers grains that are shipped out. Wheat was $2.04, on beef $169 a head, and pork $68 a head. So you can see across all those commodities, when you're looking at the value of the exports on a per unit basis, it's pretty measurable. It's pretty significant in terms of the overall value that is provided from those exports or to those markets, to those commodities. A couple other ways we looked at it was on, again, like earlier, a per county basis. And there, again, we took the value of the exports and apportioned them out over the counties based on their share of production in the state, and found that Platte County came in top in terms of the importance of exports to that county at $148 million. And then Cumming County was next, and then followed by Custer, Holt, and Antelope. And I'm going to start calling these counties kind of my powerhouse five, or the ag powerhouse counties in terms of ag exports, because in all the agreements that we've looked at in the trade, these counties consistently come out on top. And I think the reason is, one, not only are they near the top in corn and soybean production in the state, but they also have a healthy livestock sector in that county. For four of the counties, Cumming, Custer, Holt, and Antelope, cattle production is a significant portion of their county agriculture base and their exports. For Platte County, it was pork. They shine in the pork production. So each one of those counties are well-rounded in terms of their ag production base, and that shows up in their export values. Then the other way we looked at it was a per-farm basis. And again, so we took the total export value and divided it by the number of farms according to the USDA census. And Phelps County came out on top there at $266,000 per farm is what trade is worth to Phelps County. So it's just a little different way of measuring it and looking at the importance of trade to those counties. The last thing we did in this study, which is a little different and a little new twist to what we've done, is we wanted to look at the counties and which commodity in that county is their top export commodity. So as we're talking about trade and potential restraints on trade, and for example, let's say China and some of the concern we have there, and China's the top soybean importer in the world. If something were to happen in the soybean markets, which counties would be most impacted by that? And so we looked at each county and which commodity was that top export for that commodity. And what we found is a bit surprising. In 42 counties in the state, soybeans were the top export commodity in terms of value. And then beef came in next in 28 counties, and corn was in 19 counties, and wheat in 4 counties. And I say that's somewhat surprising because generally I think if you ask most Nebraskans probably what our most important exports would be, they would say corn and beef. That probably comes to mind. But you can see in most Nebraska counties it's soybeans. And the reason that is, nearly half of our soybeans are exported out of the country, whereas corn is mostly stayed and processed into ethanol or obviously fed to cattle and hogs and livestock. And so it doesn't have the, at least at the commodity level, the linkage to trade like soybeans does. So I think the favorite line is that one out of every two soybean rows of crop of soybeans is exported. And so you can see that showing up in the counties. And then we mapped that out and showed a little regionally how that maps out in the state. And it's interesting, we've found in the eastern third of the state is soybeans. Obviously the sand hills, the northwest part of the state is beef exports are the most important. In the southwest part of the state it's corn, and then in the southern panhandle it's wheat. And so back to my example about China, if we got into a trade war with China and they put some restrictions on the imports of U.S. soybeans, it would be the eastern third counties in the state, with the exception of a few, that would be more susceptible to a disruption of trade because of their reliance on the exports of soybeans. So it gives us a little better flavor of where in the state might be most susceptible to these trade wars depending on the commodity involved. So another example is the EU included corn in their list of possible retaliations against the steel and aluminum tariffs. While we don't ship a lot of corn to the EU, it's a pretty small market in that regard, but it would be the southwest counties in the state of Nebraska that would be more sensitive to those kind of a trade war over corn. So I think it's a little different nuance to this study that enlightens us a little further. So that's basically the gist of the report. I guess, again, it reflects the importance of trade in agriculture to the state of Nebraska. And if anything, we hope it reinforces the message that anything that is done that could potentially harm trade in agriculture products with the United States will have a definite impact on the state of Nebraska and our agriculture. And so, Steve, with that, I will be quiet and answer any questions.
Well, thank you very much, Jay, for your work and for the report. I think that it really does help make it clear, the overall importance of exports to Nebraska, but also the report does a great job of highlighting where individual commodities fall and then how this affects counties and individual farmers and ranchers. So appreciate your work very much. At this time, I would open it up for questions and look forward to the questions that you have.
I've got two questions. The first is, you mentioned soybeans. Where are the primary export destinations for Nebraska soybeans? And also, when we hear this talk about trade wars, what are the potential negative implications of trade wars for Nebraska agriculture?
In response to your first question, Tyler, I know the top two markets for U.S. soybeans and by extension Nebraska soybeans would be, China would be number one. China takes 64% of all the world's imports of soybeans. And so they're the huge player in the world soybean market. Mexico is number two in that regard. In terms of the trade war or trade retaliation, I think that was your second question, right, Tyler, on what it means
for
the ag? Right. I think I put it best this way. When you look at what's occurred in the last 4 years to the farm income levels in the state of Nebraska and the country as a whole, we're off 50% from our highs of a few years back. And commodity prices have been trading at pretty low levels since the last 3 or 4 years, and they've hit some lows since what we call the start of the ethanol age, the ethanol boom that we started to see back in the mid-2000s. We're back to levels that we experienced prior to that run-up. And my biggest concern is farmers are operating on very thin margins right now, and one of the reasons that the commodity markets, frankly, are hanging in there as well as they are in spite of the production levels we had is their export markets. So anything that disrupts that will have a negative impact on commodity prices and therefore the bottom lines on farmers and ranchers. And we're just kind of teetering along right now, I guess, in terms of our ability to earn any income. And so anything that throws a wrench in that is going to hurt pretty badly.
And Tyler, I would add to that, if you look at the per farm export value that Jay has in the study, and it's by county, and of course there's a fairly wide range between counties based on the production and the type of production in those counties, but those are significant numbers all the way across the board, and all the way across the counties. If you think about where we're at here, and so any kind of further disruption that would lower those numbers, I think, could be very difficult or create more difficulties for farmers and ranchers. Jordan Dux is in the room also. Jordan is our National Affairs Director, and I don't know if Jordan, if you have anything to add as it relates to the trade war, so to speak, or the risks of of retaliation that might be out there?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I think it's important to remember that when we talk about these numbers generally, and we talk about what's at risk, it is important to note that these things aren't going to go away overnight. At the same time, when you look at the retaliations and what they could mean in terms of markets, agriculture, like some industries, but agriculture mainly, is run on an open marketplace with folks trading and the market ebbs and flows. And so when you have these types of disruptions, when you have conversations of tariffs, and when you have uneasiness in the marketplace, you see an adverse reflection of that. You see a negative impact on prices. We saw that yesterday, where prices, I think, were substantially lower on fears of what may happen on Friday. You have countries that are continuing to talk about what their retaliatory list looks like, and the EU being the main one, who has kind of had a couple of lists floating around for a couple of weeks now. And you look at what that means and its impact not only to agriculture but also consumers generally, and it's not just farmers who pay the price for this, it's other consumers who rely on goods that are utilized with these types of products, and that is certainly a risk for everybody. Farmers are consumers as well, not just in their businesses but also with their families. And so the impact to their families, the impact to the economy, the impact to everything is very real and certainly something that we have taken very seriously, and it's unfortunate that there are, those in the administration who continues to try to talk about retaliatory or trying to impose new tariffs on new products, not just on the steel and aluminum, but continued an expanded list on other Chinese products. When you go down this path, it certainly is our fear that you begin that process of initiating what we've talked about as a trade war, where you have a tit for tat retaliation of things, and that's a very real concern for us.
Thank you, Jordan. Next question.